boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. That's been said by a few famous people before, but let me tell you about a funny story when I was a kid. So part of the time when I was a kid, I was blessed enough to live for a while on the North Shore of Oahu, a place famous around the world for surfing. And I lived there like 9 to 12 years of age. And I surfed most days when I could, and there's some great surf breaks around there. But, you know, you think about a kid, 9, 10, 11, 12 years of age, not a big kid and not like brave enough for all of the biggest breaks. And but I surfed quite a few of them along there, not the most dangerous, largest ones. But one day, a family friend asked me if I didn't want to go to Waimea Bay. Now, Waimea Bay used to be like one of the biggest surfing breaks in the world. Of course, today it's been eclipsed by many others, but it was one of these places that in the summer is this very passive kind of tranquil place where people play and swim in this bay. But in the winter, when the waves hit it just right, creates these epic surf breaks. And for me, it was one of the like most extraordinary, intimidating places in the world. But this friend said to me, listen, Waimea, like you could surf there today. Those are waves, you know, that'd be fine for you. You've got this. And so I believed him, and he was a little bit older than me. And he's like, I'll be there with you. We'll go out together. So I got my board and we went out to Waimea and I paddled out. And, you know, I was 11 or 12 at the time. And I paddled out and then I saw a big wave and forming off and a set coming in, and I got scared that how big it looked to me sitting there on my board. And so I paddled way out, and then I found myself outside the break, right from where you could catch it, beyond it. And then I realized, oh, damn, that was I misjudged that. I need to be inside to catch that wave. So then I paddled back, and then I looked out again. I saw another set coming in. I got scared and I paddled out. I paddled back and forth for like 2 hours, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I didn't catch a single wave that day. I was exhausted by the time I was done, you know, some hours later, and I hadn't caught a single wave. But there's something really magic. Now, I have this story forever about how I didn't surf at Waimea, which is kind of funny. Today, at the time, it was a little embarrassing, but I was lit up by the bold audacity of getting to surf at Waimea and saying I'd surf there and going out there with my friend. And the thing is, the things that actually frighten us, the really bold things are actually really exciting. Being bold, being unrestrained, going for what you really want, not what you think you can get. There's real power in that. And that will inspire and light people up. That's why Jim Collins coined the term big, hairy, audacious goal. He didn't say a completely responsible, achievable, predictable goal 10 years out in the future. He said, no, big, hairy, and audacious. Audacious, right? Look that word up. It's not a small thing. Hairy is meant to be intimidating, like a hairy, you know, big hairy monster. So big hairy is like the monster in our imagination, and audacious is the size of it. That's the kind of goal he was talking about there. And when you create something really extraordinary, now there's a balance between being ridiculous and being extraordinary, right? If I was to say, I want to be a multiplanetary species, Bill Gallagher, business coach, extraordinary, even as a really awesome one, that's kind of ridiculous. But if I was Elon Musk and I had a track record of creating breakthrough companies and a rocket company that had already accomplished some extraordinary things, was completely transforming outer space exploration, travel, then that might be something to pay attention to. So you want to strike that balance. It's got to be not absurd, but big enough for your ego to like scare you in a good way. Being scared in a good way is key to powerful boldness that really inspires people. So the last piece of being inspiring and being an inspiring leader is not playing it safe, is really swinging for the fences, as they say, is getting out there. I hope that's been helpful for you. It encourages you to step it up a little bit, be quite a bit more bold in what you take on and play a big game. My name is Bill Gallagher, scaling coach and host of this Scaling Up Business podcast. Our show comes to you every week. So like it, subscribe, turn on your notifications to get them every time. If you'd like to drop us a note, if we can help you with anything, refer you to anything, info@scalingcoach.com. is an email address for us. And of course, the website is scalingcoach.com, where you'll find all of our past episodes and tools and programs and our calendar of upcoming workshops and keynotes and things like that. So scalingcoach.com for all that. Thank you again. Keep scaling up. We'll talk to you again next time.